Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that we can come together under your word.
Indaba zakho zimnandi, azikho izindaba emhlabeni ezifana nendaba zakho. Ngobuhle, ngobumnandi, ngokukhanya nangobungwele.
Lord, the matters of you and your kingdom are the best. There's nothing on this earth that is as bright and as wonderful as that.
Amen. Itheksi lyoba ngoka Johani sahluko sesikhombisa.
Our text will be in John chapter 7.
Kusukela evesi namashumi amathathu nesikhombisa.
From verse 37.
Kepha ngosuku lokugcina olukhulu lomkhosi uJesu wema wamemezwa wathi uma ekhona owomileyo akeze kimaphuze.
On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and proclaimed, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink."
Okholwayo yimi, njengokusho kombhalo, esiswini sakhe kuyagobhoza imifula yamanzi aphilayo.
He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water.
Washo lokho ngomoya.
Now this he said about the Spirit. Let's just end there.
Ngithanda ukukhuluma ukuze kungathathi isikhathi esiningi. Okholwa yimi njengokusho kombhalo.
I'd like to speak about this, he who believes on me, as the scripture says, so that it's not too long.
Imifula yamanzi okuphila aya kuphuma esiswini sakhe.
Rivers of living water will flow out of his innermost being. This word was a real problem to me. It was at Maphumulo 1966 when I was
there.
This word troubled me day and night.
Okholwa kimi njengokusho kwembhalo.
He who believes in me, as the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow out of his innermost being. And I said, but I do believe.
Angabazi ngokholwa kwami.
And I don't doubt that I believe.
Kodwa imfula yamanzi okuphila awekho.
But the rivers of living water I don't see.
Sinomfula la enzansi uThukela.
We have a river down here, the Thukela.
Umfula wodwa nje.
One river.
Singaguqulishane libe ingadi. Khathele kahle libe nokudla libe nembali kube isimanga.
The desert turns to be a garden. All sorts of fruits and vegetables grow from it.
Ngo-66 bengihluphekile ngakhala kuNkulunkulu. Ngathi Nkulunkulu izwi lakho lithi uma umuntu ekholwa kuwe kuyogobhoza imifula yamanzi.
In 1966 I was in real trouble and I said, Lord, you say in your word that if anybody believes as the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow out of that person. I believe, but I don't see the waters.
Preached
for 12 years day by day, but I still don't see any rivers of living water flowing in KwaZulu.
Ngifune eBhayibhelini, ngifune eBhayibhelini. Kuphi la kuthiwa yogobhoza esiswini somuntu?
And then I looked in the Bible and I said, now where does it speak about rivers of living water coming out of a person?
Ngayenkonzweni inkonzo ibiyenziwa esitebeleni. Bekukhona indlu eyakhiwa ngamaplanka endala kwamaphumulo. No tires. Umniniyo ubefaka inkomo zakhe kulendlu.
Now I'd go to the service, and the service was in in the stable, an old house that was built out of corrugated iron and wood, and that's where we had the service.
Hayi, ngathi madoda nani basifezana iBhayibhele lithi uma sikholwa uye uJesu kuyogobhoza imifula yamanzi obani phakathi kwenu abakholwa uJesu phakamisani izandla bonke baphakamisa izandla.
And in the service I said, men and women, you Christians, the Bible says if you believe in the Lord, then there will be rivers of living water. Who of you believes in the Lord Jesus? And they all put up their hands. Now I should have been very pleased, because everybody there said that they do believe in the Lord Jesus.
Imifula yamanzi yogobhoza isiwini sakho. Hayi umfula owodwa. Akusiyo isingula la, iplural.
And I said, but here's a problem. The Bible says, if you believe in him as the scripture says, there will be rivers, not one river, rivers of living water flowing out from that person.
Njengokuba nithi nikholwa uJesu, ikhona yini imifula yamanzi egobhozayo kunina na?
As you say that you believe on the Lord Jesus, are there rivers of living water flowing out of your life? Nobody could answer in the affirmative.
Hayi, ngathi ke nami ngisaya ngiyothandaza ngifuna eBhayibhelini iyangehlula le ndaba.
And I said, I too must, I'm still looking into the word and praying, because this thing's got me beat.
Ngafuna. Ngase ngithi, oh, angifuna ukona. Ngiphendukezela iBhayibheli. Kodwa uJesu uthi, okholwa yimi njengokusho kwembhalo.
And then I realized that I mustn't make a mistake. The Lord Jesus says, he that believes on me, as the scripture says.
Kusho ukuthi uJesu uthi kukho imbhalo iyakhuluma yona ngokholwa uJesu. Ake sizwe ukuthi imbhalo ithini.
And then I realized that the Lord Jesus says that the Bible speaks about believing on the Lord Jesus. It said, let's now have a look to see what does the Bible say about believing on the Lord Jesus. Then we started studying the Bible to see what does the Bible say.
Angizelanga ukuhlulela izwe, kodwa amazwi engiwakhulumile azonjaja ngosuku lokwahlulela.
Was a word that really pricked me and that really worried me. When the Lord Jesus says, I haven't come to judge the world, but the words that I have spoken, they will judge the world.
Angikhathazelisa lamagama ukuthi lamazwi azosihlulela ngosuku lokwahlulela.
Then I brought the two together and realized, but these words will judge us on the day of judgment. And I said, oh Lord, speak to me through your word. I want to know, what does the Bible say? Twice a day we would meet. We used to come together twice a day at 7 in the morning before the store opens, and after 5 when the store is closed we'd come together again to read and study and to see what does the Bible say. And then we read the book of Acts. And it came to the day when one day it was a Saturday.
Sibenenkonzo bese siye ekhaya. Sikhathe ingane
Then some came to me and said, can't we go home today to do our washing, to see to the children? Can't we have the service earlier, at 1:30 or at 2 o'clock? And I agreed. And when we came together,
langa phesheya nje umgwaqo, court magistrate emhlophe, assistant magistrate, postmaster, party we amaphoyisa namanye amaphoyisa behlangene la ethensini thina mina ngihlangene nabantsundu la esibayeni.
Now, across the road from us, there was the magistrate, assistant magistrate, postmaster, the chief of the police, other police. They were all together just across the road to play tennis, and I was here in this old stable together with the blacks having a service.
Oh, magistrate omncane ubengakholwa uNkulunkulu, hey, atheist.
The junior magistrate was an atheist.
Futhi bebengangithandi bathi ukuze kube kubi la eSouth Africa ngenxa yamamissionary ibona abazonayo abonayo abantu.
And they used to not like me at all. They used to say that things are wrong and go wrong in South Africa is because of the missionaries. The missionaries have done all the damage in this country.
They're spoiling the blacks.
Bona ba ngokuphatha kahle abantsundu baona indaba.
Manje thina sangene la simfuna uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yonke, qhunyelwe inhliziyo, siyakhala kuNkulunkulu. Ngase ngithi ewu, kodwa sahlangana ngesikhathi esibi bephandle, bazozwa ukukhala kwami, bezwa nokukhala kwabantu.
Now we came together broken-hearted and sincerely seeking the face of the Lord. And suddenly I realized that this was a bad time because they might hear us. They might hear me crying because they're just across the road from us.
Manje le ndlu inamafastela sendulo, old-fashioned. Amawindi asuswe phansi ayiswe phezulu bese avalwe ngensimbi.
Now that building had the old-fashioned sash windows that you've got to lift up and then lock.
And then
I got up and I thought, well, let me just go and close the window that those that are outside don't hear how we are crying to the Lord on our knees here.
We literally cried. When last did you cry and shed tears before God? If you've never done it, you haven't got only a head of wood. You must have got a heart of wood or a heart of rock.
Sakhala inyembezi, inyembezi impela, wena wagcina nini ukukhala kuNkulunkulu? Mhlawumbe awukaze ukhale kuNkulunkulu. Uma ungaze ukhale kuNkulunkulu, ukhale impela inyembezi, kusho ukuthi inhliziyo mhlawumbe itshe.
Ngasukuma ngalivala iwindi, vale ngomshuti.
And I got up and I pushed the window up and I closed it properly.
Uma sengivala ngezizwi likaNkulunkulu. All right, vala, valelisa, valisisisa kahle, khona ngizoba phandle, wena ube phakathi.
And when I closed the window and I closed it properly, then I heard the voice of the Lord speak to me. He said, yes, close it properly, because then I'll be on the outside and you'll be on the inside.
Ngezwa kahle ngangadinga umuntu ongihumushele lolimi. UNkulunkulu akanakuvinjwa inglazi, kodwa ubengikhombisa ukuthi sehlukene.
I didn't need anybody to interpret that. I understood that word very well. God isn't kept out by the glass at all. He is kept out by the heart of man.
Ngaphenduka. ngithi ngizokuma phambi kwabantu ngiqala inkonzo.
I turned around and I thought I would start the service.
Ngabona amagama angaka abhalwe phambi kwamehlo ami. Njengokuba nibona amagama la kodwa abe ngaphezulu abe ngaka abhalwe moyeni.
I suddenly saw like a big words written in front of my eyes, like at the screen here, only bigger, as it were hanging in the air.
Gott, G-O-T-T, widersteht den Hochmütigen. God resists the proud. Unkulunkulu umelene noziqhenyayo. Oyiphakamisayo. Hey! Kwaba njengomkhonto ongena enhlizweni yami.
It was like a spear that pierced my heart.
Ngathi bengithi uSathane ongihluphayo. Bengithi uSathane omelene nami. Bengithi uSathane obamba abantu ukuthi bangaphenduki, bangeze enkonzweni. Kanti kuNkulunkulu khobo lwakhe omelene nami.
And I said, I've always thought, it's the devil that's resisting me. It's the devil that stops the people from coming to the service. It's the devil that stops the people from getting converted. Is it God that resists me?
All these years, I blamed the devil for making it so hard and difficult for me. And all of a sudden, God reveals himself to me and said, I am in your way. Because there's still haughtiness. There's still pride in your life. I am resisting you. Then I said, oh God, if only the devil would resist me, there'd be still a chance by your grace to overcome him. But if you resist me, no hope. I can't understand you. As God teen my is, en weer staan, is ek hopeloos verlore.
Imnyaka nemnyaka, ngithi uSathane uyangihlupha. USathane uyangenza ukuthi kube lukhuni. Kodwa sengabona ukuthi, hawu, kanti uNkulunkulu. Ngathi yabona ngabe uSathane emelene nami. Ngomusa kaNkulunkulu besiyomnqoba. Kodwa ngathi maye. Uma uNkulunkulu emelana nami, ngingasiza ubani?
uNkulunkulu wavula ikhetheni kancane. Ngabona ubungwele bakhe. Ngambona ukuthi yena unhloboni. Ngathi hawu uNkulunkulu wami, ngiphethelele ngiyisoni ngingumuntu phambi kwakho.
God opened the curtain a little bit. And I saw his holiness. I saw his fearful holiness. And I just cried out, said, oh God, have mercy on me. I'm a hopeless sinner.
Ngathi sebenza Nkosi. Qeda ukuyiqhenya kimi. Ukuyiphakamisa. Ukuba ngibe utho kuqede nya.
And I cried out, I said, Lord, deal with this haughtiness. Deliver me from every form of pride.
That this may be the end of God resisting me.
Ukuze kuphele nya ukuthi uNkulunkulu adinga ukumelana nami.
Khala kuNkulunkulu ngisindise Nkosi, ngikhulule. Ingabikho impikoko kimi.
And I cried to the Lord. I said, Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me that there may be no pride, no haughtiness in my life.
Manje kuningi uNkulunkulu ayikhuluma nami ngalezo zinsuku ngizothi qap qap nje ngithintela ngiyeke ukuba.
Many things the Lord spoke to us in those days and spoke to me. I'll just touch on here and there something.
Ngoba bengifana nomuntu oyimpumputho ongaboni. uNkulunkulu wangibamba la wangifaka ke ngekhala ezintweni.
I was like a blind man and it was as though the Lord took me by my neck and push me with my nose into things.
One
day I arrived by motor car because I'd been away, and when I arrived I heard them already singing in the service, the Christians.
Something within told me and pushed me, go to the service immediately. And I said to myself, I can't go like this without a suit, without a tie, in my working clothes. I can't go and hold the Bible in my hands before the congregation dressed like this.
And
then, suddenly, three people stood before me.
Masinyana ngabona abantu abathathu babhekene nami.
Ngathi kodwa usibanibani uzothi. Engibona nginje.
And I thought, what will so-and-so say if I stand in front of them having the Bible and being dressed like I am? And so-and-so, what will he think about me? And what will the third person feel when they see me like this?
Such foolish, idiotic things can play a role in a person's life. What people think, what people feel, and what people say. Oh, what a sinner I was.
Ubuwula okungaka nokuphukuphuku okungaka kungasebenza engqondweni yomuntu. Ucabanga ukuthi bazothina abantu, bazocabangani uma nginjalo. Oh, ngazibona ngisoni.
Angisho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini, ngithi usibanibani uthini, usibanibani uzozwani, usibanibani uzocabangani. Lafikizi njengonyazi, like a bolt out of the blue. The words of Paul, if I still try to please men, I'm not a servant of Jesus Christ.
Izwi lele lathi, uma ngisazama ukuthokozisa abantu, usho uPaul, kusho ukuthi angisiso isisebenzi sikaJesu Kristu.
That was a knockout blow to me.
Awangishaya phansi ke lokhu.
Umlang Pete wanted me to meet a person at Hartebeespoort Dam.
Umzalwane uVan Rensburg ubethanda ukuthi ngihlangana nomuntu le ngase Hartebeespoort Dam ePitoli.
I'd met his brother-in-law.
Ngake ngahlangana nomkhwenyana wakubo.
A huge, tall fellow.
Umuntu mude umkhulu futhi.
He's going to Germany now for the World Championship, Heavyweight Championships.
Uya uzobhekana nokuthola umqhele weboxing umhlaba jikelela le ngase Germany.
He boxed with the world champion's brother, I think in 3 seconds or 3 minutes. Person was on the ground, on the floor.
Wahlangana nomfowabo walo ophethe umqhele. Wamshaya phansi ngemzuzwana emithathu nje wayesemqedile.
Now he's got to go and meet the real champion.
Manje sekufanele abhekene nalo ophethe impelo onqobayo.
And I said, pay umlang Peters. Dan vele he that ik al die mense ontmoeten vir hulle preek.
Umangihlangana ke nobaba umpiti. Ufuna ukuthi ngiye kubonke laba bathi ngibashumayeze ngibaphendule.
For that boxing match, he gets 40 million.
Uma bashayana ngezandla lengase Germany uzothola 40 million.
Whether he wins or whether he loses. Noma, but he says he wants to knock him out like his brother.
Noma ewina noma engawinanga. Kodwa yena uthi cha ngifuna ukumlahla phansi lo njengoba ngalahla phansi umfowabo.
Mina ke ngatholi ngwindo engaphezu kweyakhe.
But
baba uNkulunkulu nginga phansi.
But I got a worse knockout blow than that man because God knocked me out.
For 12 years I told the Zulus, I come to you as a servant of Jesus Christ. And now all of a sudden, I'm disqualified. Paul says, if I still try to please men, I'm not a servant of Jesus Christ.
Yonke leminyaka ngiyabatshena abantu bakwaZulu ukuthi ngizakubona ngisebenzi sikaJesu Kristu. Kanti manje ngizithola ngilahliwe ngoba uPaul uthi angisiye osebenzela uJesu uma ngisanaka abantu.
Angisiye nekuye Nkosi uma ngisathokozisa abantu. Hawu! Kwangishaya kwadlula umkhonto. Kwangiginqa phansi. Kanti likhona elinye izwi futhi umprofeti uElia bengimthanda kabi.
It really knocked me out. There was another word. The prophet Elijah is one of my favorites. I love his story.
Manje yena wathandaza ukuba lingani iminyaka emithathu nohalf linganami.
He prayed that it shouldn't rain, and for 3.5 years it didn't rain.
Wabuya wathandaza wahlala phansi wabeka ikhanda phakathi kwamadolo wathandaza lafika ifu ngange mpama yesandla ubukhulu.
Then he prayed again, put his head between his knees and he prayed, and the cloud came up the size of a man's hand.
Ethi kubantu hambani hambani, tshelani iNkosi iphuthume ekhaya, yeza imvula enkulu nangempela imvula yabafika.
And he sent a message to the king, hurry to get home. The rain is coming. And the rain came and it got them on the way. He prayed and fire came down from heaven. I love that man. And I respected Elijah. And I said, if I ever get to heaven, I'd like to shake his hand if there's such a thing. But he was just like us, just a human being, just like ourselves.
What in course?
I heard how he stood before his wicked king, King Ahab, and he said, Your Majesty, God before whom I stand. You know what it's like if you stand before a very important person. You forget about everything else. You just think about this person whom you're facing.
Ngekume noma ngayiphi indlela faka ikhuku esandleni noma ume nje hlukene imlenze noma uzelule njengomuntu osehlathini uzoyibamba uyikhuze ume ngokufaneleyo ukhulume ngendlela ngoba uyamhlonipha lo muntu.
If you stand before an important person, you will be very careful how you stand. You won't stretch and yawn. You'll be very careful to have a right posture when you stand there. And you will have your best manners. Forgetting everything else, just looking at this moment.
Njengamakhosi namuhla awudoli lawo makhosi ayinamandla okuvela kungume nje.
He stood before his king, and the king in those days was not like the kings today that are just like a puppet. These were real kings. They could have just commanded and he would have been beheaded.
Wathi, Nkosi, uNkulunkulu engimi phambi kwakhe, usho ukuthi ukhohliwe inkosi, ucabanga inkosi yamakhosi.
He said to the king, O king, God before whom I stand. So he forgot about everything else. He just remembered God, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and realized he stood before him. And my heart broke. And I cried. And I turned to go to the service with the car. And then I saw the temple of the Hindus in my mind's eye. And it was as though the Lord took me and showed me a film of my life, what I was. And I saw, as it were, myself going into the temple of a Hindu. Have you ever been in a Hindu temple? There are plenty of idols made by man. Some idols in the image of a man with horns or hands like a snake, like real spooks.
Naya kusisithixo sokuqala ngazibona uqa phansi ithobe ngobe ibunzi lami lithide umhlabathi ngikhothamela lesi sithixo.
And I went to the first idol in my mind's eye. I saw myself kneeling down, worshipping this idol with my forehead on the ground.
Ngabuya ngasukuma ngaya kulesithixo sesibili.
I saw myself get up, go to the second idol, kneel down, bow right down with my forehead on the ground, worshipping this idol. And I got up and went to the third idol. And I went right down and I bowed down and worshipped this idol with my forehead on the ground. And so I saw myself praying and worshipping idols. And I got up.
Angifuni ukuthi ngikhothamele ithombe nokhonza uNkulunkulu yena yedwa.
And I heard the word saying, I don't want you to worship idols. Worship only the living God.
I will let us cut. He saying, finish. Otiwe, finish. Bezezi nyembezi, skoboza, ngangena ngesaito, ngangena ngatati taula, ilukuzi tugu. Ngasula, ngasula, ngangena kanje ngifihla ubuso bami. Ngaguqa esihlalweni sokuqala, ngathi asiguqe sonke sithandaze.
And by that time I was at the end of myself. I went into a side door, through a side door into the service, wiping my tears, hiding my face, got to the first chair, and I just says, let's get down and pray. There was nothing that I was going to preach or teach anymore. I just got down on my knees and said, God, have mercy on me. Save me. I am a sinner lost.
That's how God took me through the mill. And he didn't do it in a nice way, with the feet first. He took me upside down with the head in first, and he crushed me and he milled me. By God's grace, that's how I got revival. That's why revival means something to me. Have you got it? Have you gone through the mill? Have you been cleansed and sanctified? Many people carry on, and they live like devils. They speak like them. Why? They haven't been changed. You don't just see and hear Jesus. You hear some other voices as well. Some other voices. We heard a lot of voices last night. Many, many, many. You can't imagine what can be in a man and in a woman.
Kanjalo uNkulunkulu wangifaka emshinini, wangifaka ngekhanda kuqala. Kanjalo ke sathola imvuselelo. Wena ke unayo le mvuselelo. Ikho lo mlilo uvutha. Ikho nginjengoba nginjalo. Abanye bayalandela kodwa kuningi. Amaningi amaphimba avela kubona. Abakhulume njengoJesu. Kukhuluma okunye mabekhuluma.
But I want to tell you. You won't get places and anywhere with God. The streams of living water won't break forth out of your innermost being unless you believe as the Bible and as the scripture says. Now you test yourself. Even if I just spoke a third of what I wanted to speak, you test yourself. Do you believe as the scripture says? That will determine where the rivers of Holy Spirit water will break forth out of your life.
Angakaqedi no half ebengizokhuluma kodwa ngizogcina lapho. Kodwa uzifune wena. Uzu ukuthi umi kanjani ngoba ngeke umfula wamanzi ugobhoza kuwe. Uma ungakholwanga njengokusho kombhalo.
Ngithanda ukuqhubeke. Mhlawumbe akuzwakali nokuthi ngishona ngithini. Mhlawumbe uyayikhutula inyawo. Sengiyayeka vela. Kodwa nayi ndlela. Usuwayihamba. Uma ungayihambi, ngena. Ngena endleleni. Qhubekele phambili.
Let us pray.
Ushilo uNkosi wasukuma wamemeza ngosuku lokugcina komkhosi ngelikhulizwe yizwe ukuthi abantu bebethi bayakubulala.
You Lord got up and you cried out aloud on that day, even though people wanted to kill you.
Kwadingeka ukuthi umemeze lento akuvumanga ukuthi uthule ngakho.
You had to call out because you just couldn't keep quiet about this. You had to call out that he who believes in you, as the scripture says, rivers of living water will flow out of their innermost being, and the desert will bloom like a garden.
Amen.